my reason for being here, my calling, my mission, all of these things are incorporated into manifestation when you work with me. So it's not just about, well, I'm just creating this willy-nilly because I think I'm supposed to, or that's what quote unquote successful people do. But no, because this is something that really turns me on.
Welcome to the Girl Unfiltered podcast. If you're a woman who is ready to say yes to her wealthiest and most abundant life and manifest a business and career that totally lights you up, then girl, you are in the right place. Get ready for deep, epic, unfiltered, and inspiring girl chats. I'm your host, Helena Grace Donald, and I'm a money mindset expert, success, and business coach. But all you really need to know is that I am obsessed with helping women feel safe and in total flow around money because you have a special purpose in this world, and playing small or pushing money away isn't going to help anybody. So, are you ready to say hell yes to all that you desire? Let's do this. You guys, I am so excited to have today's guest on the podcast for so many reasons, but mainly because we're going to be talking about one of my ultimate favorite topics, and that is manifestation. So welcome, Katie J, to the Girl Unfiltered podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I am honored to be here.
Oh, I'm so grateful that you took some time out of your day to talk about manifestation with my listeners, because I think it's a topic that fascinates so many people, especially the Girl Unfiltered tribe. And I honestly get so many questions about manifestation. So when I found you online, I was like, this woman radiates positivity and joy and seems like such a beautiful spirit to come on and talk about all of these questions that my listeners have around manifestation. So before we dive into all the juicy questions that I have for you, I would love to know, like, what drew you to creating your life and career around the topic of manifestation?
Ooh, I like this question a lot because it allows me to go back a few years and really think about where did all of this start. And honestly, I've been manifesting my entire life. I just didn't call it that. I grew up in a Southern Baptist home in Texas. And we went to church all the time. We prayed all the time. We showed gratitude all the time. We spoke directly to God. And we trusted in this unseen force to provide for us and help us whenever we needed it. And that is manifestation. At the time, I called it religion. And I no longer belong to any one religion. But you know, there was a whole falling out period after college where I was learning about all these other religions and spirituality in general, and also trying to reconcile what that looked like with my own religious upbringing. And I just was spiritually lost for a very long time, a few years. And then I took a yoga teacher training and started to learn more about spirituality from the yogic lens. And through that training, I had this goal setting workshop that was provided by the training, and had this spiritual awakening where I basically realized that my life could be anything that I wanted it to be, and that I was put on this world for a very specific purpose. And from there, I mean, I'm happy to dive into that story deeper, but from there, literally that aha moment, everything started shifting, and I decided that I wanted to live a seasonally nomadic lifestyle, which would mean that I needed to work for myself. And I started to actively manifest that. And I, again, didn't know it was called manifestation. I had heard of the law of attraction before by watching The Secret and manifesting my way into the college of my dreams, but I totally forgot about all those concepts while in college and after. And it wasn't until I watched The Secret again as a young adult that I realized, oh my goodness, this is something that is so, so, so powerful. And I remember just bawling my eyes out in my little cabin at a retreat center that I was working at, and realizing that the power to create our lives is literally within us. And that kind of catapulted me into creating this life that I live, the business that I run, the van that I'm building out, and the adventure that continues to unfold.
That's amazing. And I have to ask, when you kind of had that light bulb, lightning moment, that holy shit, like I can create my own destiny. I can create my life. It's in my own hands. I have that power. Was that frightening? Was that scary? Because suddenly I think for somebody who comes to that realization, and when we do fully realize that, it's like, holy crap, the responsibility is also therefore on me. So what was that feeling like when you came to that realization?
I don't think that it fully clicked that was the responsibility thing. I think at that point I was just like, whoa, I can create anything. The responsibility aspect of it didn't click until probably a few years later when I became an entrepreneur, when I finally, you know, stopped working for someone else and all of the responsibility literally was on me. All of the responsibility of my well-being, of my financial future, of all of it was, oh my gosh, I have to work on myself every single day if I expect to create what it is that I want. Because I didn't have any money mindset issues when I was receiving a paycheck. Right? That was easy to manage my money then. But when it was all on me to generate that income, then that's when it clicked. That's when the responsibility aspect of it clicked.
Well, now you brought up my favorite topic, my second favorite, money mindset and manifestation, all the three M's. Let's talk about that, because I think personally, and this is something that I talk a lot about, is I feel like there is a missing key in general when people are discussing manifestation. And I'm so here for manifesting and using mantras and affirmations and meditations and vision boards. Like, yes, girl. But until we really look at the root of our subconscious blocks and our subconscious fears and our limiting beliefs, then it can really feel like dragging that thing you're trying to manifest up a hill. And when you can uncover what those hidden fears are, I feel like that's when we really unlock our true powers of manifestation. So you kind of hit the nail on the head. Like when you become an entrepreneur, all your shit comes up.
Oh, yeah.
So what was that like for you to go through that journey?
I mean, I'm still on that journey, right?
Me too. Why am I saying as if the journey is over? What the hell?
But I think what came up for me, you know, it was a lot of the imposter syndrome of who am I to charge for this? And I'm Black, right? So I adopted a lot of the ancestral trauma and all the ancestral beliefs and very limited ways of thinking that's passed down from generation to generation. Now, granted, my parents are extremely hard workers and ended up manifesting a life for us that was very abundant. And like, that's why I think I never had an issue with money mindset, because they did a really good job of instilling in us that we can have, like, I remember a specific example, I labeled something in the fridge because I grew up with two brothers, so they would just eat everything. Mm-hmm. And my dad was like, no, 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 we don't label things in the fridge. If we run out, we can always get more, right?
Oh, wow.
That was instilled from a very early age. And then in the entrepreneurial world, what was triggered was, okay, now I have to hustle super hard in order to be successful.
Yeah.
So I needed to, and I'm still working through that belief that I have to do more and be more and have more in order to receive more. So I would say that's probably the main thing that I'm working through now. And I've gotten past the like charging high ticket. And I mean, we're all constantly increasing our prices, right?
Right.
So
right.
We're still working through those things, but I run a group course called Ease. And someone asked me last night, because she's in the AA space, the Alcoholics Anonymous space, and helping families through that. And she's like, I just don't feel good. Like I can charge for that. And I was like, all the light workers have been there. Everyone that's out here trying to help people has been there. Like everyone should have this information for free. What I told her was give away the information. But when you're holding space for somebody and they're paying for your time, you can't even show up if you don't have your bills paid. And I don't want a coach who feels scarce, right? Like I want to pay my coaches the big bucks because I want them showing up in their power. So as a long-winded answer to your question, but the money mindset stuff is constantly working through and healing. And actually in 2021, I hired a financial coach to help me just get more organized with my finances and to have more awareness of what's going on. Because when I have an awareness of what's going on, for whatever reason, more flows in.
Yeah, I did the same thing this year. We're on the same page. Like a big belief for me when I started my entrepreneurial journey was I'm terrible with money. I'm a terrible money manager. And of course, energetically, I was pushing money away as a result of that. And so I've been on a really great self-educational journey with that. And I feel the opposite is true now. I feel like I'm an excellent money manager, but the next up level, the next like manifestation energy for me was hiring a team of financial advisors to just like upgrade that and up level that. And so I really resonate with what you're saying for sure. So I feel like we're using the word manifestation and there's this like voice in my head going, what if somebody's listening going, okay, but what is manifestation? Because I think it is something that we talk about a lot and you hear about a lot and it's all over social media, but there are kind of different people saying different things. And I think it can be the terminology can be lost and the meaning can be lost a little bit. So how do you define manifestation? What does manifestation mean for you?
I was on the Creatrix podcast a few weeks ago and she kept saying conscious creation. And I was like, I love that. I think that is what manifestation is. It's conscious creation because I mean, honestly, we're all manifesting all the time, whether or not we're aware of it or conscious of it, because whatever we're focused on expands, whatever we are thinking about will become our reality. And so that is manifestation, taking something from the inside, your brain, your thoughts, your dreams, your visions, and bringing them into reality. Now that happens automatically all day long, all night long, no matter what. But what I'm talking about when I say manifestation is the conscious and intentional creation of our lives, of our reality. And I also would like to throw in there aligned creation, right? It's not just, I'm just creating to create. I'm not just manifesting money so it can just sit in my bank and I can stare at it, right? It's aligned with my purpose. It's aligned with my passions and my gifts and my reason for being here, my calling, my mission. All of these things are incorporated into manifestation when you work with me. So it's not just about, well, I'm just creating this willy-nilly because I think I'm supposed to, or that's what quote unquote successful people do. But no, because this is something that really turns me on.
Yeah, I really want to just highlight what you just said at the end of that, what you were just saying. I'm not just creating because somebody else is saying that it's successful or this is what success might mean. It's because it lights me up. It turns me on. I was just working with a client on this. Could you just dive a little bit more deeply into that and the difference between the energy when it comes to conscious creation and that?
Yeah. So often, I mean, when I found, when I had my spiritual awakening, I was in my yoga teacher training, but I was working a 9-to-5. Actually, it was more like a 9-to-9. And I was making great money, you know, I was making bank and just setting tons of it aside because I didn't need it, right? Thank goodness I did because I used all of it to start my business. And I was in this 9-to-5. I had the 401k. I had the apartment downtown that I could easily like go out and on the town and go buy drinks and da 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 and buy rounds for everybody. I was abundant and overflowing, but I was so unhappy because it was not my dream. It was not what I wanted for myself. It was what I was told I needed to do in order to be successful. You get the job, you get the 401k, you find the partner, you get married, you have the babies, you have the mortgage, you work, 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 and then you retire, and then you can live your life and travel and do things. And I was like, I don't know, am I allowed to curse on this podcast?
Yes, I've already said the S word like 3 times. I've just realized that. So, yes.
I was like, fuck that. When I finally realized that I could, I mean, when I had the spiritual awakening, the vision for my life that came to me was so, so, so clear. And it was just, it was to spend part of the year in the mountains, part of the year in the tropics, to surf, to ski, to host retreats, to have a little wild child running around naked. Like it was just this free, fun pleasurable, playful life. And when I finally realized, like, oh my gosh, that's even a possibility. Like, no one told me that this is a thing that you could do. You know, I knew entrepreneurship was a thing, but I didn't know that digital nomad life was a thing. And so this was just presented to me. And it was that moment that I was like, okay, everything that I've been told about what life is supposed to look like doesn't actually feel good. And I was never able to fully identify with that life. Like, something about it never clicked, never felt fulfilling, never felt like I was honoring my truth in that. And I didn't have those words at the time. I was just unhappy. I was just depressed, really, is what it was.
Yeah.
And when you try to create based off of somebody else's expectations for your life, somebody else's standard of what success is, what happiness is, what abundance is, then you're inevitably going to end up in a place that where you're like, how did I get here? At some point in your life, you're going to get there. How did I get here? This is so unfulfilling. I have no motivation to wake up in the morning and put my clothes on and go to work. And it just is a place that, I mean, I know people experience it all the time. And I hope that if they're listening to this, then they know that it doesn't have to be that way. And that whatever life, desire, daydream that you have is foreshadowing for what is possible in this lifetime for you.
Abso-frickin-lutely. Breathe that one in. So let's talk a little bit about the conscious creation process. Let's say someone has come to that crossroads or that realization, or maybe is ready for the next level for them. Where do you begin with aligned conscious creation?
I like to begin with understanding your purpose, understanding why you're here. And I think there's a big misunderstanding around purpose. People think they have to go out and find it, that it's related to a job or a career or anything like that. And it's not. Everyone, I'll just tell you right now, your purpose is to experience love, joy, and fulfillment.
I like got the twinge when you said love, because my whole purpose in this lifetime is love. Like, love is my freaking like through line in everything. So I just like had a little chill in my body when you said that.
Yeah, that's the name of my van, is love.
Oh, I love that. The love van. That's awesome. Sorry, off topic. It's I will okay. Let you carry on.
So the first step is to remember that you are here. Literally, your soul is occupying this skin suit, this human animal, in order to experience all that life has to offer. And yeah, it's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows. You're not always going to connect to joy and love and fulfillment. But those things that are standing in your way, you're meant to go through them. You're meant to learn how to get back to love and learn how to get back to fulfillment. So if you're not there, know that you're not bad, know that you're not wrong. You're just in your process, on your journey. And the purpose of you being here on earth in this skin suit is to experience all of it and continuously come back again and again and again to what feels good and what's pleasurable and what's playful, what you enjoy and all those good things.
Yeah. I'm like in the head of what my listeners might be thinking right now is like, yes, I want that. That sounds amazing, that I want to live like that, but I got to pay my bills and I need to make sure I'm making money and that my family is taken care of. So how do we balance the fact that we are living at the moment in this 3D world where we do have to do those things, but also remain in alignment with our greatest purpose and our greatest vision and our pleasure, the pleasure that we want to experience on this earth?
Absolutely. Let me breathe into this response.
It's a deep one.
It's a deep one. Yeah. And I just want to appreciate you as a podcast host for thinking on behalf of your listeners, because I think that's why people come back to podcasts again and again. So yes, there are many things that we need to do, many responsibilities that we have to our families. But think about it this way. As a parent, do we want to show our children that their lives are meant to be here to work and to grind and to hustle and to sacrifice, or that we prioritize play. We prioritize pleasure. We prioritize the things that feel good. Yes, we have responsibilities. Yes, I have clients, but I still get to do work that's aligned with me. And by aligned, I mean connected to my purpose, connected to my passions, connected to my gifts, connected to my experience, connected to my expertise. All of these things are wrapped into my life and my lifestyle and the way that I occupy space here on earth, the way that I show up in my business and online and all that good stuff. So it's not so much about you just running off into the woods or escaping to the beach and just living your life doing nothing, right? You are meant to be here to help people, to serve people. You're meant to be here to, like I said, connect to that fulfillment. But if you're not connected to fulfillment in your work and you're just miserable, well, what kind of a life is that? Does that answer your question?
It does. And I just want to add in when it comes to, because obviously I talk a lot about manifesting of money. And just to add to that, I feel like if we really understand that money is an energy and money is in constant flow, instead of the way that society has caused us to think about money, I like to personally think about the more I am in alignment with my purpose, the more I am in tune with the value that I want to give this world, and the bigger that I show up on an energetic level and scale to remain in alignment and put that energy out there in the world, I trust with my beliefs that the universe supports me in doing so. And that is the energetic flow that I have to ensure that I am consistently tapped into. The bigger I show up, the more I'm rewarded. The bigger I show up, the more I'm rewarded. But it takes me being in alignment with my purpose and my mission and the gifts that I feel I've been given in this world to show up for other women in my community and in this world and the place that I have, then allows me to be rewarded financially. I don't like to think of it as two separate entities. I like to think of it as a consistent flow. And so what if actually diving more deeply into your purpose, showing up on a bigger level for that purpose and that mission was the very thing that was going to energetically and financially support you in this lifetime?
Exactly.
So that's the way I like to kind of think about it.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, money is energy. And so when you're in the energy of love and abundance and fulfillment and joy, which are all in those high vibrational frequencies, then you are an energetic match for more money.
Exactly. That's like exactly what I preach. You took the words right out of my mouth. This prophet. Ladies, before I forget, I have got to mention the fact that I have created and designed a brand new money magnet meditation for you all. I took the old version of the money magnet meditation and I just basically elevated it, and the frequency oozing from this beautiful meditation is just incredible. I listened to it myself. I don't know if that's bad that you listen to your own meditation, but honestly, it just gives me all the vibes. So if you head to the link in the show notes, you can download and access that instantly. I highly recommend using this as part of your daily practice. It's only 12 minutes long. You deserve to give yourself 12 minutes of abundance vibes. And I especially recommend listening to this in the morning because it will help you walk through your day with that beautiful, grounded, but abundant feeling within your body. So go check it out and let me know what you think of it by tagging me or DMing me at girl_unfiltered and let me know that you're listening to it. I think a lot of people learn through story as well. So I would love to hear what process, maybe, or journey you went on when it came to manifestation, conscious creation, for a big manifestation that you've created in your life. Just walk us through that.
So do you want me to give you a specific story?
Yeah, we love stories. What's been your favorite manifestation?
Gosh, there's so many. I'm looking at my dog. He's definitely one of my favorite manifestations. Aww. Okay, I'll give my dog for example. So this is the steps. You get really, really clear on what it is that you want. I didn't know what the type of breed yet, but I knew that I wanted a large dog that didn't shed a ton, that was apartment friendly, because at the time I lived in an apartment, that could go on runs with me and that was protective but not aggressive and that liked to cuddle. And so I just started doing my research and stumbled across boxers. And I did all these this research on boxers and met a few boxers. And I was like, this is the dog for me. So I set the goal. I got really, really clear on the goal. And I knew that my purpose is to experience love and joy and fulfillment. So of course I can have this, right? So that's, I mean, this is a, maybe a silly example, but the next step in the manifestation cycle is to recognize all the thoughts that tell you that you can't have this, right? Like, oh, I'll never find a breeder. Like, it'll be too expensive, or it'll be so much work, right? Like, just all the thoughts that come up around all the fears, insecurities, limiting beliefs that come up that tell you that you can't have your goal or it's going to be hard. And you do the shadow work around that, which we can dive into the topic of shadow work more if you want to. You do the shadow work around,
sure.
You do the shadow work with your limiting beliefs. And then on the other side of shadow work is the light work, which is instilling new beliefs. It's released and let go of all of the bullshit that doesn't serve you. And then you're calling in that new level. So, okay, now that I know that all of those things are just excuses or they're just whatever, something that somebody else said to me once, then I can start to call in this animal, this dog, this friend, right? And so my light work practice is following the inspired action steps, like getting on Craigslist and looking for breeders, or maybe I should look at Austin Boxer Rescue. Okay, so I'll go start looking at those boxers, you know, and the light work kind of breeds the inspired action steps. So the light work is basically, you know, the affirmations and the prioritization of self-care, making sure that you're feeling good, making sure that you are in a place of feeling good, because nothing, when it comes to conscious creation, nothing is more important than you feeling good. So I, you know, started to go on runs, prepping myself for this dog. I was putting money aside, saving for this dog and for all the vet bills that were going to come. I was like stepping into the version of myself who was going to call in my best friend. And then that led me to the inspired action steps. Okay, I think I should go ahead and start doing some research. I should send this woman an email about her litter that's coming out, or I should go to the boxer rescue meetup that's coming up and just start looking for dogs. And then you surrender, right? There was a few situations where I, like, for example, I found this one guy who was rehoming a boxer on Craigslist. And do you know Craigslist? Do y'all have Craigslist?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, people, I do have a lot of listeners in the UK who will have no idea what Craigslist is. So it's, what's the equivalent in the UK? It's like a search database for a lot of different things. Like people give away furniture, or you can find apartments and different things like that. So yeah, there's a dog section too.
Exactly. You can't sell animals on Craigslist, but you can rehome them. So this guy was rehoming this dog. And when I went to double check that he was actually the owner of the dog, just by calling the vet on the vet bills that he sent me, they called the actual owner, which I guess was his sister. And he ended up like pulling out and being like, you shouldn't have done that. You crossed the line, da, da, da. And I was heartbroken because I was like literally about to go pick up this dog the next day. And so I had to surrender, right? There is that place of surrender in the manifestation process, that state. It's not necessarily a step, more of a state where you're like, I know I can have this. I know this perfect dog is on its way to me. I know that the universe wants me to have this, blah, blah, blah. And so I was heartbroken for this dog and for me, but I had to step back and be like, it's this or something better for the highest good of all concerned. It's this or something better. So then I went and, you know, eventually manifested this litter that was just within a little family. They're not breeders necessarily. They just had two boxers that had a litter. And I went to go meet my dog and he picked me.
Aw, yeah. That's so cute. I love that. My mom actually had a similar story with the dog that she totally manifested, literally manifested in a way that like the dog turned up on her doorstep. It was like so crazy.
Aw, yeah. He's like literally the best dog I could have ever asked for. Like when he gets in the van, he just curls up and goes to sleep. He won't even ask for food, water, walk, nothing. When he's in the van, he is chilling.
The love fan.
Yeah, the love fan.
That's awesome. So let's just clarify what those steps and those stages are.
Yeah.
So the first one, it's getting clear on what it is that you want to actually bring into the world, into your conscious reality.
Yeah.
The second one is shadow work. And that is really understanding maybe what the fears and the limiting beliefs might be around that. So let's talk a little bit more about shadow work. After shadow work, then you get clear. Is that the clear?
Then you do light work.
Light work. And so that would be your mantras, your affirmations, your meditations, your visualizations, and then the surrender.
Yes.
To the outcome. And I know my audience are going to have the two biggest questions around shadow work and around surrender, because I get those questions a lot. So the shadow work, it also, like, that's really the root of the work that I do in my coaching practice. So let's talk about that. Those fears, those pesky hidden subconscious beliefs. Let's talk a little bit more in depth about shadow work and what might come up from doing that work.
Yeah, that's where the majority of my work with my clients happens too, is in the shadow work. So shadow work is, I mean, I had someone on my podcast recently, or about a year ago, and she was like, it's actually, she's like, I like the word light work for shadow work, because it's really shining light. That's what it is. We're shining light on the dark places, on the places that don't feel so good, that, you know, where the doubts and the fears and the limiting beliefs hang out. And we bring them to the surface, because right now they hang out in our subconscious. Like, they're just in our energy field. I always kind of point to the back left side of me. I'm like, that's where, for some reason, I think that's where all my limiting beliefs are hanging out, back there in the shadows. So we bring them to the surface and we look at them and we're like, sometimes it's helpful to know where they came from. Like, people will say, oh, I sound like my dad. Right? They have that realization where they know where that limiting belief came from, but it's not necessary to know necessarily where it came from, in my belief. I think that as long as you can bring it up to the surface and look at it, I mean, what's coming through right now is, like, usually where things come from, like, ultimately, even if we can't say this person, this specific instance, it's probably the patriarchy, white supremacy, or capitalism is where those limiting beliefs come from. The paradigm that this world lives in, that we currently live in this reality, what are all the forces that tell us that we can't have, do, and be everything and anything that we want, right? It's those three main forces. So understanding that and then looking at those and evaluating, like, how did this serve me at one point in my life, right? Like, this, it had to have. You adopted it to survive, to feel comfortable in a certain community or family, to fit in, right? It was a survival mechanism that you adopted in order to get by, in order to get to that next day or whatever it is, to appease the people around you that were caretaking for you. But now we don't need that anymore, right? The person that we're stepping into doesn't need those beliefs anymore, so we can release them. And so shadow work can come in a variety of different forms. I do want to add, because I just started a training on trauma release exercises. Sometimes the shadow is trapped in the body, right? It's not always just in the mind or in the subconscious. Sometimes it's literally physically in our bodies from a stress response that's trapped in there. And so sometimes shadow work looks like just talking through it. Sometimes shadow work looks like breath work. I also hold space for breath work journeys. Breath work is extremely powerful for both shadow work and light work, receiving answers and guidance.
I love breath work.
Yeah. Receiving the answers and guidance and revealing the things that are holding us back and letting them go and releasing, right?
Yeah.
So some people do shadow work by going on runs. Some people do shadow work by talk therapy, right? Like, there's so many different ways to do it, but it's really the process of shining light in the places that hurt, that really don't feel that great.
Yeah. I use EFT tapping as well. It's another great way to release, and matrix re-imprinting is a tool I use where it combines the mind and the body and the traumas in both. And that's really effective as well. But whatever works for that specific person, as long as you're shining a light and clearing that out, is super important when it comes to manifestation. Definitely.
Exactly.
So it's funny, because I want to kind of share the story of, like, the most recent manifestation, because I think it very similarly follows the pattern that you were just talking about. And it brings to light how without really realizing it, I think I was going through that conscious creation process. And it was actually manifesting the home that we're now in Los Angeles. And we completely up-leveled our home. And I was really consciously ready for that. Like I consciously felt like, you know, I really would like to move. I'd like to move out of this area. I'd like to move into a more high vibe environment. And we had been looking at places. And so I'd been actively doing that. I'd spent many hours on Zillow, which is our home search here in the US, looking for places, but nothing was clicking and I wasn't manifesting the place that felt right or that felt aligned. And it wasn't until I actually started doing the shadow work. And so I was actually not feeling very well one day and I took an entire day off. And I started to actually journal on all of the fears that were coming up for me around what it would look like to almost triple the amount I was paying monthly for my home, what it would mean even just physically and energetically and emotionally to move, all the fears about the pressures it was now going to be placing on my business to make more money and like all of it, got it out, got it down. And then from that awareness, I got to choose, is this how I want to be operating? Like, is this the place that I want to be coming from? Okay, now I get to shift it. Now I get to bring light to these things. And so it was actually quite emotional. Like I did some healing work on myself and I decided to actively choose new thoughts, new conscious awareness. And then I think I kind of let it go. And I don't know how I let it go or why I let it go, but I must have let it go somewhere. And I just trusted that it was coming somehow. And I think it was honestly, it could have been just a few days later that my husband was on Zillow. And I remember him jumping off of the sofa being like, I found it. This is the one. Like it's this, this is where we need to be. This is where we need to live. And the next day I went to go look at it and I was like, it's ours. And we had champagne that night. What, like we hadn't even like put our application forward. And I was like, we toasted as if it was ours and it was, and it was always meant to be ours. And here we are. But I think that's just a perfect example of the power of doing the shadow work and then also surrendering to the outcome. But the surrendering can be so hard because so many people want to know when's it coming? How's it going to come? And so what are your tips for surrendering and letting it go when you are actively, consciously trying to manifest a specific goal or something specific within your timeline?
Yes. So for me, what's been the most helpful, there's a few things. One tip is to look back at previous manifestations or even just where you are right now. Could you have predicted that it would have turned out this way? Could you have predicted how you would have met your partner or your husband or whatever, you know?
No, no way.
You can't.
Not
right?
at all.
And you're gonna waste so much energy trying to figure out the when and the how because it's not your job. And when you try to do that, you end up micromanaging the universe and you're putting out the energy of desperation, of scarcity, of fear, of whatever, as opposed to, I trust it's on its way to me. It's already mine. It's inevitable. So the first thing, the first tip is to remind yourself of past manifestations that you could never have predicted. The second thing, I like to remind myself of how little I actually know.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. I don't know what's going on in any of the houses around me. I don't even know what's going on in the room next to me, but the universe does. The creative intelligence of the universe knows everything because it is everything. So while I can tap into that through my heart and through my practices, I still don't know everything. And so I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay with not knowing everything. Because it means that I don't have to do that much.
Ooh, I like that one. I don't have to do that much. Oh, that like, yes, we need to lean into that. I don't have to do as much as I think I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's so powerful. Sorry to cut you off, but no. I just thought we need to lean into that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the third thing is I have this surrender statement that my spiritual mentor, Jen, taught me. And it's basically, you set that goal and then you say, look, this or something better.
Yeah.
This or something better for the highest good of everybody involved, of all involved. And let it happen with grace and ease, by the way. So I add that statement to every single thing that I'm manifesting. It's this or something better. Because, for example, I set the goal of 20K months in 2021. And I was scaring myself out of it because that would have been like, you know, more than doubling what it was that I was making at the time. And I was literally scaring myself into inaction. And my business coach reminded me, like, look, growth is not linear. Where did this number come from? And I kind of dissected, okay, it came from my ideal budget that I did, and it came from scaled into the year. So for the whole year, it would be 240K. And she's like, you can still hit 240K even if you don't hit 20K this month. Mm. Right. And I was like, oh yeah, this or something better. I still have some things to learn. I still need systems in place to support a 20K month. Right. So when I can take a step back and say, this or something better for the highest good, if I had 20K right now, I might self-sabotage myself out of really being responsible with it. So that surrender statement gives you a little bit more permission to relax and release what is for the highest good. Because like I said, in one of the other points that I made around surrender, you don't know everything. You don't know who's thinking about working with you. You don't know who is already sending money in the mail on its way to you. Like, you just don't know. So remember that your job in the manifestation cycle is to focus on the what, the why, your vibration around it, meaning your belief around it, and taking those inspired action steps that come from you really, truly believing and trusting that it's inevitable.
And that's why I loved the phrase that you said. It's like, I don't have to do that much. And that doesn't mean sit back and pour a glass of wine and like, it's all good. What I took that to mean is, I think a lot of people think they have to do all the things in order to manifest, or I have to do all the things in order to be worthy of that manifestation taking place. And like, hey, like Katie, Helena, like I'm doing all the things. Why hasn't it come yet? Well, it could also be because the very act of doing all the things is coming from a lack of trust and a place of lack within you that it has already come into fruition, that it is already on its way to you. And when you surrender to that frequency, then you become a vibrational match to it.
Right.
Rather than having your manifestation checklist, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you're taking action from a place of desperation, you're going to produce more desperation.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you take action from a place of, I like to call it inspired action, right? It's the action from a place of course I believe that I'm going to hit 20K months. Like, that's inevitable, right? I believe I can have that, and I'm willing to be guided and shown the way. So spirit, guide me, show me the way, tell me the inspired action steps. Like, what do I need to post online? What self-care practices are going to be most nourishing for this time? How can I show up in my power, right? Like, these types of things will come through. These answers will come through when you're in a place of, I believe that this is inevitable and that the how and the when is not my job. It's not my job. I have no idea how I'm going to hit 20K months. It's not my job to figure that out.
Yeah, totally. And I think that something important that you also touched on that was actually the podcast episode for this week, the week of us recording this, is that yes, doing the conscious creation and the mindset work is so important. But then I think there's also the phase of energetically preparing for the physical manifestation. Meaning, if the thing that you want, and this is something you should probably add into your journaling when you're doing the shadow work, is if the thing was to arrive tomorrow, would I be energetically and emotionally prepared for it? Like you're saying, you realized, oh, okay, maybe I don't have the systems in place. Okay, great. Now I know that in order to signal that I'm ready for this, maybe systems is the next step for me. That was so key on my journey as I was up leveling into my big months, was like, okay, what systems do I need in place? What strategies do I need there? What do I need to do to feel safe and not overwhelmed as I'm receiving this manifestation? And so that's just a really key thing that I think people forget about when they're doing their manifestation work.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can also do the exercise of the version of myself who already has 20K months. What are her systems like? You know, what are his systems like? How do they show up online? What is their morning routine? What does that look like? And start doing it.
Yeah. And I have one last, maybe it'll become two last questions, but I do get asked by clients is, should they define the specifics of what they're manifesting? Meaning, for example, I have a client who is manifesting her biggest launch yet as a coach. And so the specifics would be 20 women in the group program, or it would be a 30K launch. And she was wondering, do I have to get specific, or do I welcome whatever is in store for me and show up and just hold space? And so what would your, I guess, expertise say about that question?
I love this question so much because it was this exact scenario that taught me so much about getting specific versus not. So twofold answer. The first side of the answer is some people can really, they can get super specific, like the 20 people for the 30K launch, and that works for them. Some people need to focus more on the feelings, right? Like, what is it that you really, because that's, I mean, ultimately manifestation isn't about the thing, it's about the feeling. And that's what I like to tap into more, is like, what is it that I think that I'm going to feel when I have that 30K launch? Well, I'm going to feel abundant. I'm going to feel like I can pay for all the dental work that I need. I'm going to feel free, right? And so start to feel that now, start to tap into that now, which is a light work practice. The other side of it is she's got, I mean, for this specific example, because I've been there, right? I actually was there just this past January. I had a course launch and my goal was to get this amount of people in, and that would equate to this number. I got like a third of those people in, but I ended up signing 4 one-on-one clients at a new higher rate and ended up hitting my goal because people wanted to work with me one-on-one. And so I was like, okay, I'm not going to say no to that, you know, like, and that's why I surrender to this or something better, because maybe it's not for the highest good that she has 20 people in this program. Maybe she can't service them or get them the transformation that she wants as well if she has 20 people, but she could with 10 and 2 one-on-one clients. So that's why it's like a delicate dance between like, yeah, set the specific goal because you know what you want, but also you know why you want it, because you want to feel these certain ways, and don't forget that, because that is the power of staying in your lane in the manifestation cycle, is that the universe might bring you something totally surprising. It might just bring you $30,000 in an inheritance that you didn't expect, right? And nobody signs up for your course. Like, who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like you. I like to hold space for the energy and how it will make me feel. But then I asked her the same question. I'm like, what intuitively feels better for you? And she said, I love being specific. But then we had to add on, okay, but this and more, because she knows she's been so specific before, she cut herself off from the more part. And so that's a really important aspect. Okay. I have one last question, and then I promise I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
What would you say to somebody who maybe feels like they're seeing small versions of the manifestation? Like maybe they can manifest finding $10, but they're not signing, I don't know, they're not hitting their 1,000 extra, whatever it is, or they sign one client, but not 5 clients. What would you say might be something that they could do to work on maybe the energetic gap for them there?
When you don't manifest something, there's a few reasons why. One reason is you don't believe you can have it, right? You don't believe you're worthy of it or deserving of it. So you definitely want to do the shadow work around that and around those beliefs. The other reason is you might think that something bad will happen if you do manifest that. And by bad, I mean, well, if I am the successful and I start to out-earn my parents, like that shit's going to be really awkward, you know, or like that, how uncomfortable. I don't want to put them in that situation, and you're not no longer an energetic match for it. Or kind of what we were talking about at the beginning of the episode, where maybe you're trying to manifest something for the wrong reasons. Meaning somebody else, right? Like, oh, I want to hit that 6-figure a year because then I'm a legitimate coach. Oh,
I've heard that so many times. I'm like, what the F? Like, no, let's just stop that right there. Yes. Yes. So true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I think those are the 3 main reasons why you're not an energetic match for it. And so coming back to that place of alignment is going back to square one, right? Like, get clear on what you want, work through the shadows that tell you that you can't have it. And when I say get clear on what you want, like, what is it that you really really want? A lot of people say, I don't know. And it's like, you know, you're just afraid to ask for it, or you're afraid to step into it or really embody it. Because again, people might think that you're greedy. People might judge you, or you're judging yourself, right? So there's a number of layers there to kind of unpack. But at the end of the day, if you're not in energetic alignment for what it is that you're desiring, I would always go back to the shadow work, getting clear on what you want, and definitely the shadow work.
Yeah, amazing advice. Thank you so much for sharing your spirit and your energy with all of the podcast listeners today. I'm sure it's given them so much food for thought. So where can they go and find you and invest more in your energy and your manifestation tools?
Yeah, I am on Instagram at womanifester. That's WOMANIFESTER. Womanifester.
Awesome name, by the way.
Thank you. When I saw it was available, I was like,
seriously, like that was meant for you.
Thank you. I have the same website, womanifester.com, and I've got a podcast, which is Womanifester Podcast on Spotify and iTunes and all those places. And my dog.
We have to see the dog now. Oh my gosh. I'm sorry for everyone who's just listening and can't see it on the video. This dog is gorgeous. So freaking cute. Oh.
So yeah, Instagram, website, those are the main places to find me, podcast. Yeah. And I would love, love, love to hear anyone's feedback on the episode, sharing what you enjoyed and all that good stuff. I love connecting with listeners.
Yes. Go and actually screenshot that you're listening to this episode and tag both of us in that. Me at @girl_unfiltered and you at womanifester. I think you're a little bit better at saying it than I am. And tell us what your biggest manifestation takeaway is from today's episode, because we would love to hear that from you. Thank you so much, Katie, for joining us.
Thank you, Helena. I really appreciate you.
If you loved today's episode, please be sure to leave a review on iTunes and hit the subscribe button, because women supporting women is my jam. And if you want extra daily doses of motivation, then be sure to follow me on Instagram @girl_unfiltered. And go ahead and screenshot this episode, send me a DM, and share your biggest takeaway, because I love hearing from you and I just really want to drop into your DMs, basically. So I'm sending you so much love and abundance, and have an amazing day.